had a friend who lived in Bar Park and went to Bar Park. So we got off Thursday night. Friday morning, we went to the east side and we listened to a shiur from Moshe. Moshe gave a 2-hour shiur. I'm not giving a 2-hour shiur, but Moshe gave a 2-hour shiur. And in the middle of the shiur, I think about an hour in it, he asked for a cup of orange juice and he made a shahakol in the middle of the shiur. So I shall make a shahakol now. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nivra. Okay, what I'd like to speak about today is a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah called over Dor Chayv Adam Liroy says Atzmai Kilu Hu Yatzah Mitzrayim Mishiba Mitzrayim Shenemar Vayson Oitzim Misham Val Dor Vezet Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Batoyra Vezacharta Ki Eved Yisa Kolay Ma Kilu Atzah Ba'atzim Chay Yisa Eved Yisosel Lecheres V'Niftis. There's a din on Pesach. We have to do things derech cheres. Lefikach, kishesoyed adam belayla hazeh tzarech lecho velishtois v'hu meisiv derech cheres. The first thing that cheres is mechayev. The Rambam says is you have to eat and drink bit haseba. V'chol echad ve'echad ben anashim bein nashim chayev lishtois belayla hazeh arba kaisel shel yayin. And follows from the din of Acheris is you have to drink Dalek Kaisel Shel Yayin. Ein poichasim mehem. Don't make less than 4. Vafilo ani amispanis minat stoka. Lo yifchusu loy ma'arba kaisis. Shir kol kais mehen revius. So Rambam says, as a chi of echad nashim ve'echad anashim, arba kaisel yayin ein poichasim mehem. Don't make less. Vafilo ani hamispanis minat staka, even if you're an ani hamispanis minat staka, lo yifchusu loy ma'arba koisis. You shouldn't make give him less than arba koisis. Now, the makkah from the Rambam is the first mission in Arvei Psachim. And the first mission in Arvei Psachim says, Vafilo ani shebi Yisrael lo yoichal ad sheyesiv, v'lo yivchasu loy me'arba kaisel shel yayin vafilo min atamchui. Now, the Mishnah addresses an ani. An ani who doesn't have money, he also should not do less than arba kaisel shel yayin vafilo min atamchui, even if he's an ani that's an ani, what's called an ani from tamchui. Now, the Rashbam explains, it's the Bekitzer, there's two dinim at staka. There's one din at staka that if you have 14 seudois, you have enough money for 2 weeks of 2 weeks of food, you take mekupa. The kupa gives you money. And if you don't even have mazon shtei seudois, you don't even have for the next day 2 seudois, and you take from tamchui, which is not money, but they give you bread. So the Mishnah says, "V'la'yivchasu loy ma'arba kaisel shel yayin va'afilu min atamchui." So the Rashbam explains the means that even if you're such an if you're an ani that you live on staka, gabbait staka has to give you dalek kaisis v'la'yivchasu loy va'afilu afilu ani shebi Yisrael. Even if you're an ani shebi Yisrael, lo yoichel ad sheyesev. You're also chayv in cheres, and you shouldn't eat till you do a seiba. V'lo yifchasu loy ma'arba kaisel shel yayin, and gabbait staka shouldn't give him less than dalek kaisel shel yayin. Vafilu min atamchui. So here the Rashbam learns it doesn't mean that the gabbait staka has to give him even min atamchui. The Rashbam learns it means even if you're a yid who only lives from tamchui, and the gabbait staka doesn't give you money, then you have to go borrow money or get a job for dalek kaisis. So the Mishnah is a two dinim. Lo yifchasu loy ma'arba kaisel yayin, Rashbam learns going gabbait staka. They shouldn't give him less than 4. Vafilu min atamchui means something else altogether. We'll see, the Mashal says a different shot, but the Rashbam learns vafilu min atamchui, lo yifchasu means altogether. Even if you're so poor and you have mamish no money, you should be moicha ksusa, sell your clothing, or borrow money, or get a job for dalek kaisis. Lo yifchasu loy gabbait staka mafanis misaniyim. They have to give him dalek kaisis. Vafilu hu mispanis mitamchui, dahainu ani shebe aniyim, lo yifchasu loy gabbait staka, Then Yimkor Masbusho Yilbo Yaskitz Asumi Bishvil Dalek Kaisis. Okay, now the Mishnah says, and this is what we have to understand, the Ram brings it down twice. You shouldn't give him less than arba kaisis. So we have to understand what's the chiddush lo yifkus uloi. There's a halacha, you give him arba kaisis. What's the Mishnah telling you lo yifkus? Don't give him less than arba kaisis. You have to give him arba kaisis, just like you have to give him shalosh shudis. You have to give him lo yifkus uloi mishalosh shudis. What's it telling you about lo yifkus uloi arba kaisis? The bigger problem is the lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, "Afika shoy b'layla zet tzorich leechol lishtoiz v'meisav derech eris v'chol echad ve'echad bein anoshim bein noshim chayv lishtoiz b'layla zet an ish is chayv and dal koyz and ish is chayv and megal koyz is shmipnei she'af hein hoyu b'yisan nes ein poichesim mehem. Don't echad noshim ve'echad anoshim don't drink less than four koyzes. What do you mean don't drink less than four koyzes? You're chayv and four koyzes." Vafilo aniyam espanis min atstoka lo yifchusu loy ma'abakoysis. So there's two problems. First of all, the Mishnah only says it on an ani. Vafilo aniyam espanis min atstoka lo yifchusu loy ma'abakoysis. And we have to understand what's the chiddush there of lo yifchusu shisei. Vafilo aniyam espanis min atstoka. You have to give him four koysis. And also, what is the Rambam telling you? And where does he get it from? V'chol echad v'echad v'yishol ben anoshim ben anoshim chayv lishtosh balayla zeh abakoysis shol yayin ein poichasim alhem. What's he telling you? Ein poichasim alhem. Echad noshim, echad noshim, echayv and dal koishes. What's that? Now, the Rambam learns that ein poichasim by oni is telling you something, and he says not only is ein poichasim by oni telling you by oni, it's the ikur chiyuv is bein anoshim, bein noshim is chayov lishtos b'layla ze arba koishel yayin ein poichasim mehem. That the ein poichasim mehem tells you that. What does it tell you? It's echayv and dal koishes. What's the Rambam legging su ein poichasim mehem two times? Okay, that's the shayla I'd like to discuss today, and we'll speak like this. The Gemara Masechta asked the kasha on Dalet Koisis, how are you allowed to drink Dalet Koisis? The halacha, you're not allowed to do something in Zugois. There's Mazikim, and the whole sugi here, Mazikim, you're not allowed to do something in pairs, 2, 4, 6, 8. So the Gemara asks, how you, it's a kana. The Gemara asked the kasha, Hechi metakni rabban amidi asu b'day l'day sakana v'atanya l'yoychel adam treva l'yishta treva l'ikanach treva. You shouldn't do things in pairs. So how are you allowed to drink? How to, four, it should be three koises, five koises. Why is it four koises? Ravina ama abakasi tikni rabban in derech cheres kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'an pein nafshehu. So the Gemara answers, Ravina answers that the arba koises are really not four. It's four koises to kinyan rabban and derecheres. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah v'an pein nafshehu ve'ein mitstarfim zeh l'zeh. Which in Pashup Shad is, the first kois is kiddush. The second kois is hagadah. The third kois is birchas hamazon. And the fourth kois is halal. So it's not they were misakin four koises. It's not they were misakin four koises. They were misakin one kois on kiddush, one kais on Haggadah, one kais on Birchas Hamazon, and one kais on Hallel. So in Mel, it's not called four. It's not called four. It's one, two, three, four. They're not mitzvah. That's the Gemara's answer. So Rashash says that from here you see, and you have to know what's his chiddush. Rashash says from here you see that arba kaises are not ma'akev zezeh. Arba kaises not ma'akev zezeh. Rashash says, Mikan nearly, the Dalek Koises and Ma'akim Zezeh, Vim Eloy Elisholosh Yishta Kulon. That's you only have three Koises. Let's say you only have three Koises. You see, because if it's, Gemara says each one is Kiddush, Agada, Birchas Hamazon Halal. So Rashash says, a Kiddush nearly, Kiddush from Rashash. Nearly the Dalek Koises ain't ma'ak vim zed zeh vim ain loy elisholosh yishtakulam. No, you only have, and the Mogan Ram really says like that. Mogan Ram says, let's say you only have three Koises, so he speaks which you do Kiddush, you do Birchus Amazin, says do Kiddush because we're not makbid on Kois Birchus Amazin. But three Koises, so you have two Koises, whatever you have, you do. Which you have to understand what's the Kiddush. You're making Kiddush. You shouldn't. shouldn't make kiddush on what's the kiddush? Akoparim, he says, Ibad the Gemara says it's not four, it's kiddush Haggadah. Birzamaz and Halal nearly mikan. She'ein me'akvim zed zev imein la'lisholish yishtekulon, and the Magen Avraham speaks, let's say you only have three, which one should you take? Nearly she'ein le'kais echad yikachais le'kiddush. But the Rashi says, for me, you see, you take three, even though you don't have four. Now, some achroinim are medayik in Siddur of Amram, we won't get into exact diuk, that dalet kaises are me'akvim zev zev. Dalet kois are ma'akim zeuzeh. Now we understand, what does that mean? What's the Rosh Hashanah Chiddush, and how could those achoinim hold dalet kois is ma'akim zeuzeh? What, you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't make kiddush, you shouldn't say halal a kois, you should leave the jar in the refrigerator? What's it telling you? So the Pashup Shad in this Shaila is, Julie, do you have a biscuit of Al Rambam? It's probably out. Yeah, every bachur knows the brisker all around, my man. So every bachur knows it would just say bekitzer that the brisker of says machlokes rishonim, but in shitas Rambam he says there's two dinim in dalet kaisis. Says in shitas atoisis there's one din, and in shitas Rambam there's two din. The be'emes trei dinim mili ika ba'ach mitzvah the arba kaisis, and he says like this. He says every Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, there's no halacha you have to drink the cup. There's no mitzvah shtiyah. In fact, you could be mighty someone that after we give out the cup is only hiddur ba'alma. You don't have to drink. In the day, you might have to drink because it's birchus anenim. But the etzim ikra Kiddush by night, there's no mitzvah to drink it. There's a din, you make kais shel bracha. Kais shel bracha, you have to drink. But the ikra is the bracha. The ikra is the Kiddush. Every time you make a kais shel bracha, the ikra is the Kiddush. Birchus amazon ala kais. It's the bracha is a kavod I do it on a kais, and you have to drink as a ma'aseh. It's a bizarre you not to drink it, but there's no mitzvah shtiyah. Kiddush is like that, because a Muslim like that. Whenever you have a kaisel bracha. Dalet kaises, the Brisker Rav says in Shitas Rambam is ribal dalet kaises. The Rambam says you have to drink in al tcheiris. He says a mitzvah to drink. There's a mitzvah to drink the cup. And the shitas of hold that even if you have a big cup, the Ramban shita is, if you have a big kois, you have to drink the kois. Because the mitzvah is to drink dalet kois. It's not only kois shel bracha. There's also kois shel bracha also, but it's not only kois shel bracha. There's also a mitzvah shtiyah. He says a nafkamina is, during the year, you only have to drink mole lugmov, which is a roi rabias. Because your medikah is kiddush ala kois, and you have to drink it. A mole lugmov, which is one cheekful, so right revius, that's enough. Dalet kois is you have to drink a revius. The kois has to be revius. Because there is a mitzvah shtia, and the cheiris is drinking. So there's one din koishal bracha, and there's another din that you have to drink derech cheiris. That's Shita Zarama. Divrei Tosfos whole arba koises and ikar mitzvah b'shtias ha-koises rak b'brach l'shal ha-koises v'havi mamish dum is kiddush kol ha-shono. Masha'en kein, the Rambam holds that b'yigabi arba kois v'inan dafka roif kois v'loi moli lugmov v'gam shitas Ramban that you have to drink a big kos hare lehedja, he says that there's a mitzvah gabi arba kois a mitzvah shtias ha-kois. So he says that on Ram Shita is that by Dalet Kaises Chutz there is about a din of Kaisel Bracha, but there's also a mitzvah Shtiyah you have to drink Shtiyah of the Kais. That's the Shita of Rambam, you have to drink a Shtiyah of the Kais. Now with just what's called a Maimer Musgar, a parenthesis, there's a Machloikis. The Brisker Rav holds that Dalet Kaisis Shtiyah is independent of the Kaisel Bracha. Now, he holds if you'll, it goes in Shitas Rishayim, if you'll drink one Kais, one Kais, one Kais, one Kais, you'll also be Yaitza Dalet Kaisis of Shtiyah. You won't be Yaitza Kaisel Bracha, but you're Yaitza Dalet Kaisel Shtiyah. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, he argues on this in the Kud of the Brisker Rav, and he holds that the Arba Koisis is to drink Arba Koisis Shobracha. In other words, there's a mitzvah to make kiddush ala kais, but there's a mitzvah to drink that cup ala kais al bracha. Stam to drink, not Purim. Stam to Purim is stam a mitzvah to drink. If Shach holds on, there is a mitzvah to drink on Pesach, but it's not stam a mitzvah to drink cheres. You have to drink abba koisus is abba koishel shabracha. Okay, that's a zaydig machlokes. About kaponim is one din you have to have a koishel bracha, and there's another din you have to drink. There's a mitzvah of cheres to drink. Now, we could say, and there is a diak in the Rambam like that. That avada, the arba koisha shel bracha, one is independent of the other. If you only have three, well, you take kiddush, you take halal, take agada, whichever one it is, avada, you have to drink the three koisha bracha. But the mitzvah shti of derech cheres is a mitzvah to drink four cups. That is the mitzvah of cheres. The mitzvah is to drink four cups. And if you don't have four cups, or you're not drinking four cups, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of derech cheres. There's a diak like that I saw in a Haggadah from the Reshiva of Gateshead. The Rambam says that v'lo yifkasu ma'arbaton mirvias yain chai. When the Rambam brings, the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Tes brings how much they have to drink, he doesn't tell you how much you have to drink in each cup. Really, you have to drink in each cup of roi revias. He says the four cups have to be a revias yain chai. Why do you speak about the four cups altogether? Because the mitzvah of derech cheres is to drink four cups. The mitzvah of derech cheres is to drink four cups. If you don't drink four cups, avada yoytze the koshel bracha, but you're not yoytze the mitzvah's cheres, because the mitzvah's cheres is to drink four cups, and the shear of four cups is revias of four cups. You split it up in four. But Lamasha, just like on Purim, the mitzvah ad lo yada, that's the mitzvah shir of shtiyah. On Pesach, the mitzvah is the derech cheres is to drink four cups. And those achrayinim, and that's hold, that if you only have three cups, of course you have to drink the three cups, because you have to be kiddush al yayin, kiddush al bracha, you have to make haggadah, you have to make birchas hamazon and halal, but you won't be yoytze the mitzvah of dalet koises of cheres, because the mitzvah is to drink four cups cheres. That is the cheres. The cheres is to drink four cups. Now, I thought that that's exactly what the Rambam means, and that's exactly what the Mishnah means. You got to drink derech cheres, and derech cheres is a seba. Kol echad ve'echad bein anoshim chay v'lishtois halayla hazeh arba koysel shul yayin ein poichasim mehem. The Rambam's telling you the cheres is ein poichasim mehem. That is the chiyuv. The chiyuv is that you have to drink four kois, and ein poichasim mehem means if you're drinking less than four koises, you're not going to be yoytze the cheres. Because the cheres is ein poichasim mehem, and that the Rambam learned off from the Mishnah, afilo ani mispanis min atstoka lo yifkasu loy me'arba koises, is azoy. The din gabait stoka gets stoka. The din he gets it is he gets dalet koisus, because he has to be b'kayim cheres. That's what Mishnah is telling you. V'afilu ani b'Yisrael lo yesev ad lo yesev v'lo yifchusu ma'abba koisus. The Mishnah is telling you that ani nebuch he also is chayv and cheres, and he has to do haseba. He's a chayv and cheres. He has to do haseba. The gabait stoka has to give him a dalet koisus. That's what he has to do. Shteit in Mishnah lo yifchusu loy. Vibal the key. No, so not giving him kosher bracha. That's klar. I looked all over. I looked in Reb Chaim Kanevsky's Sforum. Only on Shabbos, you don't have to give him kiddush. You have to give him pas, but you don't have to give him kiddush. No mitzvah to give him kiddush. On dalet koisus, you give him al pisuma nisa derech cheres. But state in Mishnah, that's only if he's going to mekayim the derech cheres. That means dalet koisus. If he's only have three, and Ostamke Shabbos runs out of grape juice, and they only have three koises left, I hold they don't have to give it to the ani. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. Lo yivkasu loy ma'abba koisul yayin, because the kiyum of derech cheres is four. That is the kiyum of derech cheres. And about the kiyum of derech cheres is four. So if they only have three, don't give him, because he's not going to be kaim cheres. And then I'm achuyim to give him koisul birchas amazon. They don't give him koisul birchas amazon. They give him cheres. And if they don't have four, it's lo yivkasu loy. That's what the Rambam learns, that the Mishnah is telling you halacha gabait staka. If you don't have three, four, don't give him. Only if lo yifkasu lo yaftikim v'mele. The Rambam learned that echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chai ba'arba koisis is ein poichasim mehem, that the kiyum of dalet koisis of noshim and anoshim is four, and if you do three, I've already got to drink it, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of derech eris. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of derech eris. That's the ein poichasim, and that's the Rambam of ein poichasim mehem sai legabi the ikur chiyuv, and Salagavi the Chiyav of Anoshim. Now, I'm in Philadelphia now, and my Rebbe Rav Shmuel is the Mordas of the Shtot, so I'm not allowed to paskin here. But I'll be mitzadet, Shaloy l'halocha, Shaloy l'maisa, that Rav Moshe holds that the din of Derech Eris, you only mekayim if you drink alcohol, you drink wine. Shaila, how much alcohol, how much, what the percentage is, other places can speak about it. But he held, he came out with a Haggadah called Doidi many years ago from a daughter Feinstein, that he came out that grape juice, you're not Yoitza Derech Eris. Another person who can't drink wine, he's Yoitza Kosher Bracha, but he won't be Yoitza grape. He's not Yoitza grape juice. You got to drink because you got to make the Kosher Bracha, but you're not Yoitza with grape juice. That's what he held. The grape juice, and also Derech Eris is that intoxication, that level of alcohol, and that's a derech eris, and grape juice has a kosher bracha, but grape juice doesn't have the mile of derech eris. So the way we're speaking, it comes out big chiddush halacha. What some people do, they can't drink wine. They drink grape juice, but chutz one or two, they want to drink wine. They want to drink wine to yaitzah derech eris. The way we're speaking in Shitas HaRambam, they didn't gain anything, because the derech eris is ein poichasim mehem. If you're not drinking, and it was not derech eris, not one cup, two cups. It's four cups. It's four cups, and about it's four cups. So Mimele, if you're not drinking four cups derech eris, ein poichasim mehem. He's in the matzah of ein poichasim mehem. Because the mitzvah of dalet koisis is dalet koisis, and if the mitzvah of cheris, you're not mekayim with grape juice, so you're only having three, you're not having four, so you're mekayim, you're ain't poichas a man. So l'nias daiti, there wouldn't be a milah in taking one cup unless you take four, according to this shita's a Rambam. Now, there's an interesting Rambam Ravid, and I think this is what the Ravid means. Rambam says like this: the Rambam halacha yud, yesh loy ligmor sahal bechol makom sheyirtze afal pi sheinu makom suda. Rambam says that kiddush after you be makom suda and halal you drink koishel, the fifth koish on halal, and that fifth koish you can drink anywhere you want. Anywhere you go on, you can drink that fifth koish. So the Ravid says, Amar Avram ein adas mekabelis. Lefisha ain't kan shem la arba koisis im einun b'mokum echad. Ain't shem la arba koisis im einun b'mokum echad. So the Ravid really is very ununderstandable. You drank three koisis, now you went outside, you went inside, you went in a different room. Your yaitz are all four. Well, what's ain't kan shem arba koisis in einun b'mokum echad? So I think the Ravid learns that the Baal you need, that we're always saying, you need Dalit Koisis. So the Baal you need Dalit Koisis, the Ravid holds, if it's not B'mokum Echad, it's not called Arba Koisis. No, you need the Shem Arba Koisis, and you got to drink Arba Koisis. The Ravid holds, not only do you have to drink Arba Koisis, you have to drink Arba Koisis B'mokum Echad, because you're not drinking B'mokum Echad, that's Inkan Shem Arba Koisis, because the mitzvah, and those body joints, the Koisho Bracha, but you won't be mitzvah the mitzvah's cheiris, because the mitzvah's cheiris has to be Shem Arba Koisis, and Hiel Shem Arba Koisis has to be B'mokum Echad. Because Ramah says, Tzorech Lishlis Hashir Shloi Behefse Gadol Beintayim. When you drink your cup, you have to drink, and don't take a long time in drinking the cup. So the Pri Chodesh asks, what do you mean you don't take time in drinking your cup? There's a loch, you have to drink the cup, because they shtias revias, because they achilas pras, whatever you hold the shears every time you drink to make a bracha achreina. So what is the Ramah said? Tzorech lishtes hashir shaloi behefse gadol bintayim. You have to drink Kadei Chilas Pras. You have to drink what's Kadesh Lo Yishu. So other Achleinim learn it's not going on one cup. It's going on all four cups. The Maril says, Shelo Yafsik Beinayim B'dvorim B'teilim. That you're drinking four cups, and you shouldn't take too long in the drinking of the four cups. He says you shouldn't do Dvarim B'teilim. Why Dvarim B'teilim? Because it's called a hefsek between this cup and that cup. So what was one cup after you? The teretz is, the way we're speaking, the din shtia is shtia's four koises. That is a din cheiris. Ain't poiches in mehem. So the Raivet holds it has to be b'malkom echad. And there are more holes it has to be without a big shia g'dayla. Because there's a shia g'dayla, it's felt in the sirif. It's ain't poiches in. It's felt in the sirif. Even though avada, you talk in the middle, you be yoytze. Kosher bracha, kiddush, halal, haggadah, and birchas hamazon. But in the shem dalat kaisis, it has to be makom echad, and the shem dalat kaisis, it has to be shaloi behefsek gadol. But upon him, that's the mission is telling you ain poichas imehem, and the ain poichas imehem means that the shtias cheres, just like in Purim, the shtias is ad lo yada, the shtias derech cheres on Pesach is the arba kaisis. Now, someone's going to ask me. I'm sure someone's going to ask me. So abizoy zugais. If the shtir is abakaisa, so obizoy is zugais. So the emes is, according to Rav Shach, the kash is bechal not shver. Because it's shtir is dalet kaisis, or be each kais is a kaisho bracha, and the kaisho bracha is the mafsik. It's one kaisho bracha, two kaisho bracha. It's not poor mistam drinking, but here it's drinking kaisho brachas, and the kaisho bracha, as the Gemara says, it's called echad ba'an pe nafshe. Called echad ba'an pe nafshe. According to Briskerov, you'd have to know what if we're saying that there's a din, you have to drink all four. If there's no din, you have to drink all four, it's just not zugos. But if we're saying that derech cheres, you have to drink all four, and it has nothing to do with kosher bracha, then you'd have to understand what's the Gemara's answer, legabi the din cheres, legabi zugos. According to Rav Shach, it's very good. Even though there's a din derech cheres, and the din derech cheres is ein poiches in mehem, but it's ein poichesim from kosher bracha, and each kosher bracha is bezunder, so the male that's called, that it's not zugais, that's called each one has ba'ampe nafshe. Now, I just want to say one more nakuda. The Mishnah says, afilu anishe b'Yisrael le'yichesu ma'al b'koises, v'afilu min ha'tamchui. Afilu min ha'tamchui. So he said the Rashbam was with him tamchui, the Gabbai Tztaka has to give him. And if Gabbai Tztaka doesn't give him, so if even though he's an Anish B'tamchui, he has to go borrow money for dollar crisis. The Mashah brings a different shot. He brings a shot from the Mordechai. The Mordechai says like this. It's one din. Afilu Anish B'Yisrael lo yosef al yifchusu loy ma'ar b'kaisel shoyayin. Va'afilu min ha'tamchui. And the Mashah says a shot like this from the Mordechai. You talk about an Ani that takes stucco. Garbage stock has to give him four cups of wine. Now, even if he's an oni, the Mashah says, that has mazon shtei sudois, still you give him dalet kaisis min atamchui. He's an oni that does not take tamchui. The Mashah says he has shtei sudois. But still, he can take dalet kaisis min hatamchui. Understand Mashah. So you have to understand what if he has two suitors, he's not a tamchui yid, he's a kupa yid. What mechitesh you give him dalat kaisim and a tamchui? And the Maral says in the Haggadah, you give him wine, don't give him money, give him wine, because tamchui is wine, tamchui is pas. You collect the food, you don't give the money. So on the chur, what the teretz is that dalat kaisim is derech cheres, but it's not stam a mitzvah of derech cheres. The Suda of Pesach is Nikfa al Hayayin. Normally the Suda is Nikfa al Apas. The Suda of Derech Cheres is Nikfa al Hayayin. And the reason they're giving him Dalet Kaisis is because that's his Suda. I once heard, I had a tape from a Futner's Purim Suda. They once sold the tape. It was a cassette. I have the cassette. I don't know if I can use it anymore. But I had this tape of a Futner's Purim Suda. It's a Mardika tape. If you ever get hold of it, it's a Mardika tape. B'toichat Dvarim, he said over Maisa like this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Chanukah that just like Gaboy Tzedakah give an Ani Dalek Kaisis Mishum Pursum Anisa, if an Ani doesn't have any Neris Chanukah, Toim Chay Shabbos, the Gaboy Tzedakah has to give him Neris Chanukah Pursum Anisa. So Mishnah Berurah says we don't have to give him one Ner Yishu Beisa, you don't have to give him Hidr, not even Hidr, but they all give Ner Yishu Beisa. So Futner said, oh, but a bit of part of Isher, I'm not sure if he met the Mishnah Berurah, he wrote a letter to Mishnah Berurah, he said he argued on him. Bitzoponovich said like this. Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't give out mitzvahs. Guy doesn't have a lulav, let him borrow a lulav. There's no din that they have to give him mitzvahs. They don't give him their Chanukah either. Yayin and Dalet Kaisis is Suda. Gabbai Tzedakah gives Sudas. Normally the Sudas pass. On Pesach night, the Suda is a Suda of Dalet Kaisis. It's not stamped to drink dalakoises. The kfiyas hasuda is on pass. So Meli said, just from the fact that Gabbai Tzedakah could give dalakoises for pisum anisa, that's no right that Gabbai Tzedakah would give Ner Chanukah, because the kfiyas suda is on yayin. It's not stamped drink to drink. Those are vital, like the brisker rav, like the Rambam. The pshat is not kosher bracha. It's a mitzvah to drink. But not only it's a mitzvah to drink, it's a kfiyas suda on yayin. That's what they give him. That's what he said. I personally thought it's before Shigemora, like he says. The Mishnah says you give him Dalet Kaisis, and the Gemara and Kuf Yud Beis asks Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Of course you give him Dalet Kaisis. Pshita, afilu min atam chui Pshita. Loi nitzucho el afilu b'kiva da'o ma'asei shabbat chachoyal v'al titztarach l'biyos hocha mishum pesum anisa moida. There's a din like this. A din you give Ksuda Shabbos for an Ani, but Rabbi Kiva holds that don't go luxury on the cheshmen of Tzedakah. Asei Shabbat Chachoyal V'al Tzedakah L'Bris. So in Me'el, the Chiddush is that it says they give him Dalakoises, but I would think Asei Shabbat Chachoyal V'al Tzedakah L'Bris, you shouldn't take the Dalakoises. Kamashimon, you can take the Dalakoises Mishum Pesum Anisa. If according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're giving him a Dalakoises of Alts Mitzvah, what does that have to do with Asei Shabbat Chachoyal V'al Tzedakah L'Bris? Asei Shabbat Chachoyal means I don't need such a big Suda. If I'm rich, I take a big Suda. I'm taking from stock, I don't take such a big Suda. But if you're giving him Ner Chanukah, you'd say Asei Shabbat Chachoyal V'al Tzedakah L'Bris. So I think the Mashmoyis portion, the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that you're giving him Dalet Kaisis Al Suda. And Vibaldi giving him Dalet Kaisis Al Suda, that's the Gemara says Pshita. That's Pshita the Gemara. The Dalet Kaisis Derecheris, just like giving bread, just like giving matzah, you give him Dalet Kaisis. You don't give him Maror, you don't give him Karpas, that's mitzvahs. But the din is, that's Pashi, you give him Dalet Kaisis. Zok the Gemara, no! That's a Sei Shabbat Chachov Al Tistach Lebris. That is a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. But who says that's the Suda that you need? That's a luxury Suda to have the Suda of Matzah and Dalet Kaisis. A Sei Shabbat Chachov Al Tistach Lebris. So I think, no, Pesum Anisa. But you're giving him not Alts Mitzvah, Alts Pesum Anisa. The Suda Alts Pesum Anisa is on pass, is on Dalet Kaisis. So that's what I thought, that's from the Marshal. You're talking about a Yid who has two Sudas. But he doesn't have Dalet Kaisis. So if he doesn't have Dalet Kaisis, it comes out Pesach Dik, he doesn't have two Sudas. Vafilu Ani, Velo Yivku Suloi Ma'aber Kaisis, Vafilu Min Hatam Chui means that he's a Yid that doesn't have Dalet Kaisis. And we want to give him Dalet Kaisis, we only give him four, we don't give him three, give him four. Vafilu Min Hatam Chui means, Masha says, even though he bought his matzahs, so he has enough matzahs for two sudois, so he's not a person that goes tamchoy. But if he doesn't have Dalet Kaisis, he doesn't have two sudois. Because on Yayin, on Pesach, is not only mitzvah drink derech eris, Yayin on Pesach is the suda, is the suda of Yayin. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you, according to the Mashah. The Mashah speaks out, let me just read you to finish off with the Mashah's Lashon. The Mashah says, Myri Shiesh Loy Mazen Bey Sudois. Vamina Mishiesh Loy Mazen Bey Sudois Loyitaminam Tamchui. Vim Loy Bishvil Dalet Kaisis Loy Hayaniskach Litominatamchui. Uvishvil Dalet Kaisis Ka'omar Shiitominatamchui. Tomorrow he's not going to get Tamchui. He has two Sudois. He gets two Sudois. But he doesn't have Dalet Kaisis. Zakta Mishnah, we give him Dalet Kaisis Loyitaminatamchui. The reason we give him Dalet Kaisis is because that's Suda. That's not mitzvahs. That's Suda. Vafilu min atamchoy, not only we give him Dalet kaisas als. But we don't even reckon it in his two sudois. If he's a yid that has two matzahs, two sudois of matzah, but he doesn't have dalet kaisas, he could take minatam choy, because if he doesn't have dalet kaisas of yayin, he doesn't have the suda of Pesach, he's a yid that doesn't have two sudois.
It sounds like he brings the first shrava that they were masakin on dalet kaisas. How's dalet? So how's that do that?
No, that's true because they were otherwise they mechtesa hal has to be our kais. The reason hal has to be our kais is because we want four kaisas. They were masakin stam four kaisas and masakin kaisas al bracha. But without the dalet l'shanya segula, the whole year you never say hal on a kais. Hal doesn't need kais. Halal needs kais because it's din dalet kaisas and a masakin dalet kaisas with brachas.
Starting from a din dalet kaisas.
Yeah, about it.
Should be
zilu. No, that's more kashya. More says vibal takana was. He doesn't say it's according to Brisker Rav. You have to say that there was a takana of kosher bracha. There's two takanas. So it's not zugos anymore. It's really one takana. According to Shach, the takana was drink kaisas shel bracha. It's easier to understand why it's not zugos. But it starts from the dalet shani shel rula. That's starting there.
The last point that you're making, Marshall, all four kaisas are part of zugos.
Yeah.
And the first place and the last place, they're not part of
the
Zugos.
The shtiyah shaboy.
Shtiyah is all part of Zugos?
Lashon HaTosis is that there's a kfiyas. Suda here, but Tosis uses a lotion.
Tufches.
Yeah. I was going to pick out. Iker,
Yosemiyan. That's on the last two kaisas. The Gemara is going, my da'ba'ava. You should only have to have a save of the last two kaisas. You should only have the first two kaisas, not the second two, because the second two is not gulu, it was my da'ba'ava.
I forgot the matzah shrika save, but my da'ba'ava. Shining matzah, Iker, Suda, Yosemiyan. He means only last two.
I don't know. He means everything.
Yeah, I had to straighten that. Otherwise, it has yayin has nothing to do with sudo. It was yosem yayin.
Right, but I think I don't know. You have to go through six and brachos. All four kais are part of sudo. We wash the kiddush is part of sudo. To say that all four kais are part of sudo, even though technically you're washing, you're benching.
Yeah, I mean, forget it. A lot of places can you don't make a bracha kainer because it's part of sudo. Yeah. Okay, that's right. The place is right. Yosem yayin.